Well, the closing stanzas of Black Bart's poems comes to mind when we face the prospect of Wells Fargo going into the woodshed with President Obama over the question of loans. I've labored long and hard for bread, for honor and for riches. Too long upon my toes you've tread, you fair-haired sons of bitches. At which point he used a shotgun to get them to throw down the box from the Wells Fargo stage and took the money. They never did prove who it was that he was, and there was rumors that he had to pay off, or he was paid off for the rest of his life, to stop robbing stages, which may be what's going to have to happen to reconstruct the financial system under which we are currently operating. President Obama is going to tell the bankers, Citibank, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, among others, that they have been bailed out at great expense and difficulty by the people of the United States, and that they have, in return for having been bailed out, reduced the amount of money that they are allowing to be loaned to small businesses in particular. Wells Fargo's down almost 4% from the 6 months before. This is the last 6 months. All the rest of them are down as well. Now, one has to go back a little bit and think about the idea that our economy is basically dependent upon small business continuing to borrow money from the banks in order to stock their shelves or maintain their operating plant. That's not dissimilar to the economic reality much celebrated that says we all work for 11 months, essentially, in order to get 1 month of profits. Black Friday, when the businesses, the small businesses of America, begin to make money for the last 30 days of the year. Does that strike you as a rational economic model? Does any element of what we are currently facing not go back to the banks? The banks are running the money. They are taking a piece of the action every time the dollar flows. They are, to real world, real people, finance what pimps are to the prostitution industry, or what insurance companies are to health care. It's interesting to note the different approaches that this revelation of bank involvement in our disaster of global proportions has been. President Obama is going to meet with the bankers and try and strong-arm them into doing the right thing. The British have just closed or seized, taken over a number of banks and are calling the directors of those establishments into legislative and perhaps legal action hearings. The French and the Italians and the Spanish euro, essentially, are also taking harsh steps to put heavy regulations on the sort of investments that are going. And Hugo Chavez, who does not screw around, has just seized 27 banks and thrown 250 bank managers into jail. Is somebody finally getting the message around the world? It's interesting to promote the idea of what would we do without the bankers? Would we form local community credit unions of some nature to loan each other the money we make so that we can all prosper? Who knows? We may be about to find out. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way created reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or its staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
And now it's time for Letters to Obama Claus.
Ho, ho, ho. Today's letter comes from Sally of Des Moines, Iowa. She writes, "My wish is for next month's mortgage payment, so I don't have to live in a Christmas present box. Can you help me, Obama Claus?" Well, Sally, maybe you should ask the person responsible for your financial woes. His name is Santa W. Bush. Happy holidays, everyone.
This has been Letters to Obama Claus.
Somebody ripped off my beard, hat, and boots. Some little fatso is all dressed in red. He even had the gall to swipe the pillow off my bed. Now what my kids going to think if Santa's a no-show? Well, boy, they'll raise a stink. But deck the halls and what the hell, I've still got my jingle bell. So sucker, you can keep the suit, 'cause frankly, I don't give a hoot.
Set me back a bundle of loot. The beard alone was $4.98. The box it came in was an antique orange crate. Somebody took the whole shebang. If I find that roly-poly mother, he's going to hang. But gee, I guess that's no way to be. He might do some good with it, and all thanks to me. So sucker, you can keep the suit, 'cause frankly, I don't give a hoot.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.